Welcome back to our final Beaver Fever Friday here from Giovanni's. Time to talk Beaver baseball with senior pitcher Tommy Geisenhoff out of Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Tommy, you spent your first year at St. Cloud Tech College, came here then after that first year. Back to your high school career, what kind of path did you see yourself going on here, not only in college, but also trying to play?
Well, in high school, baseball was always my favorite sport, but I got talked to by more basketball schools. And then I didn't get talked to a lot for baseball, and then St. Cloud Tech kind of came along, so I kind of ran with that because I'd rather do that year-round, something I love. And so that's kind of how that happened. And after my first year in St. Cloud, I wasn't a big fan of the city and everything like that. And I had two friends, Dwayne Miller and Logan Rydell, who played here. And they said, come to Bemidji, try out, see what happens. And came here, and it's been the best 3 years of my life, I think.
That Highway 10 corridor, which Long Prairie Gray Eagle isn't on, but it's certainly close to, got some great baseball. How did just playing that kind of competition in high school prepare you for the Northern Sun?
Well, it's nothing really prepares you for the Northern Sun. Everyone throws hard. Everyone hits well. But playing teams around that area, there's always two, three good players that, you know, definitely kind of can move on, or they end up moving on. Yeah, we've faced people like Scott Litchie in high school. He came here and one of the best hitters in this program's history. So he was actually a really good pitcher, too. We faced him 3-4 times, and just players like that, facing them regularly, that kind of does help when you come into a conference like this where 1-9, every batter can hit. They have quite a few good pitchers on every team, so.
I don't know if the casual Beaver fan knows how much fundraising you guys do, how much work you guys do just so that you can play. Your spring trip every year is almost exclusively paid for by you guys working, not only parking cars for Beaver Pride and football and hockey, but also working concession stands. And does that give you even a greater appreciation for what you're able to do when you've got to work that hard to be able to do it?
It definitely does. It is something that you appreciate everything a lot more because you've worked, put in how many hours, you know, like you said, parking cars, especially men's hockey parking. You're out there and it's about negative 40 degrees out, stuff like that. But, you know, it's not the worst in the world. We always kind of complain about we have to do this and that. But when you're out parking cars, working concession stands, you get to hang out with your teammates, and it's a great way to get to know everybody, the newer guys. There's a lot of good stories that do happen there. But when it comes to the appreciation part, yeah, like we feel when we end up finally making that trip and we get to go in warmer weather that it's definitely worth everything that we've done throughout the year.
You guys are on the road a ton, not only because of the weather, but also just trying to play games. You're going to go wherever you have to. What's it like hanging around with your buddies? I mean, sitting on a bus isn't fun, but when you're with your buddies, it kind of makes it a little easier, doesn't it?
Yes and no. It makes it a lot easier. You get so close with everybody that we do start getting into the kind of like brother arguments where little things start to, you know, add up and people are going to get in arguments. But for the most part, it's really fun. One example is when we get bored and it's about 2 a.m. in the morning, people are trying to sleep. You always have Noah Bozer gets up and he pretends to do the Beaver Radio Network show. And yeah, he calls himself Noah Schultz, so he has that and wakes everyone up. Stuff like that, it does make it a lot more bearable, especially with guys you spend so much time with. You get to know them really well, and I think it's really fun. Some guys might say different, but I enjoy it a lot.
Does Noah do a decent job?
You know,
do I need to be worried?
You might need to talk to him about an internship. He fills about a 2-hour time slot. He just talks about anything he can think of, and it is pretty fun.
I had no idea. Wins and losses are never where any team wants them to be. Very few teams, have a quote-unquote great season. 10, 15 years down the road, are you going to remember games or records, or are you going to just remember all of those kind of cool things that you wouldn't have been a part of if you weren't a part of this team?
Right now, it does. We haven't won as many games as we'd like, so it is kind of a crappy feeling right now. But we were talking, and one of my friend's dad said, it's really tough now, but this is the stuff you're going to remember. This isn't the stuff you're going to remember for the rest of your life. It's going to be the bus rides, the hotel rooms. And I might look back and think, gosh, we should have won more games. But in the long run, I got to spend 3 years with some of my best friends, how many trips we've gone on. This is one of the only times I ever get to leave the state. I normally don't, so traveling around the country for baseball, I mean, there's nothing better than that.
What is your major?
Marketing communications.
What do you hope to do with that?
It's a good question. This summer I'm kind of doing an internship with Genio's Turkey Farms, but after that I'm hoping to find something with like public relations, media relations, but if that doesn't work out, I'll just have to fly by the seat of my pants.
Nothing wrong with that for a little while. What is it you're always going to remember about the city of Bemidji?
I'm going to remember the people. I think it's cool in Bemidji where you can go out and you're going to know a couple people every time you go out. There's not a lot of places like that, and it's going to be kind of something to remember. There's seems to be like kind of like more of a brotherhood with a lot of the athletes and even the non-athletes. Everyone comes up and will talk to you. The people is going to be something I'm going to remember most.
You guys still have a couple of weeks left of the regular season. What do you personally still want to accomplish this year?
We talked about this at practice, and personally I agree with what Skip was saying. We aren't where we want to be, but we definitely have a chance to win 6-7 more games of these. These are all winnable games, and maybe ruin a couple other team seasons, and this could be something that we can work on and start to turn around for next year. Get some wins, get some something going for next year that they can build off of.
Tommy, thanks for making Bemidji home the last couple of years.
Thank you.